When Michael Argenyi, who has profound hearing loss, was an undergrad at Seattle University, he was provided with a combination of interpreters and a real-time captioning service known as CART. But when he got to medical school at Creighton University in Nebraska, according to his attorney, Mary Vargas, no such accommodations were made.
They offered him in one class to sit in front of the professor. And in clinics, they said he would be better prepared to be a doctor if he didn't use accommodations and if he could hear.
The school says it's not like it didn't help Argenyi. He was provided with an FM assistive listening device, note-taking services, and access to PowerPoint slides. And school officials say he passed his classes, proof that he didn't need the interpreters or the real-time captioning service. So far, the courts have sided with the university, but as the case goes before a federal appeals court in Minnesota, Argenyi's attorney and a friend of the court brief from the U.S. Justice Department argue that under the Americans with Disabilities Act, the issue isn't whether someone has been completely denied access, but whether they've had full and equal access to all of the programs and services of the university. Paula Wissel, KPLU News.